The little bird wills to fly towards the bright sun, which attracts its eye, imitating its brothers, the eagles, whom it sees climbing up towards the divine furnace of the Holy Trinity. But alas, I am only a child, powerless and weak, and yet it is my weakness that gives me the boldness of offering myself as victim of your love, O Jesus. Me, a weak and imperfect creature, is not this choice worthy of love? Yes, in order that love be fully satisfied, it is necessary that it lower itself, and that it lower itself to nothingness, and transform this nothingness into fire. O Jesus, why can't I tell all little souls how unspeakable is your condescension? Can you not reveal them to others? I beg you to do it. I beg you to cast your divine glance upon a great number of little souls. I beg you to choose a legion of little victims worthy of your love. I always feel the same bold confidence of becoming a great saint because I don't count on my merits, since I have none. God alone, content with my weak efforts, will raise me to himself and make me a saint, clothing me in his infinite merits.
This child of boldest desires, this child of exquisite extravagance.
Maid of intelligence, virgin most sensible, daughter of wisdom, pray for us. Plaything of God, unafraid in shadows, chickadee among eagles, teach us your way.
This child of the little way, this child of sober truth.
Champion of our worth in small struggles, inspired by weakness, untouched by failure, apostle of simplicity and boundless trust, teach us confidence. Warrior of love, laden with affection, will of steel, passion for surrender, victim of love, possessed by God, pray for us.
Blooms of suffering cultivated in darkness, alone in agony, death by suffocation. Her last words, wonders of spirit, a storm of glory, this child.
Oh,
Holy Child of Jesus. Born in a land of ancient churches.
A fearless intimate of God, her name among the stars.
Soaring vaults of ribbed stone. Revelation in bold openings of light.
Her song, the mercies of the Lord.
Stone upon stone, sentinels for his body. A breathless call to silence, to prayer.
My God, I choose all, she said.
You flew high, bold chickadee. Like none other, from saints or sinners, your words penetrate reality with the guileless wisdom of a child, with images daring beyond the catch of reason, attached to scripture like the dress of leaves to a tree. They reveal the insistent quest of a caring God. Your words tumble out, unquenchably confident, alive to earth, but anxious for God's touch. Simple, intense, contoured like classic sculpture, they call out to us, obsessed masters of nature, giddy revelers who ignore the deep of creation. They tell of a thirst that abides in every thirst, our thirst to find, to know, to taste love, God's thirst to be that taste. Red in trenches of mud and blood, your words touch little souls, learned souls, mission souls, everywhere. Speak to us, child of Jesus, now, on high.
Jesus teaches without the noise of words. Never have I heard him speak, but I find when I need them certain lights which I had not seen until then. And these are most abundant in the midst of my daily occupations. To be little is not to become discouraged over one's faults, for children fall often, but they are too little to hurt themselves very much.
Our humiliation at the moment is our glory later on, even in this life.
I would be happy to bear the greatest sufferings, not for his glory, but if I knew that in this way a smile would rise to his lips.
The reasoning of the worst materialists imposes on my mind. Unceasingly making new advances, science will explain everything that exists. This trial takes away my joy. I nevertheless cry out, "You have given me delight, O Lord, in all your doings."
It is not to remain in a golden ciborium that he comes to us each day from heaven. It's to find another heaven, infinitely more dear to him than the first, the heaven of our soul, made to his image, the living temple of the adorable Trinity.
A heart given over to the ardent affection of creatures cannot be intimately united with God. I have seen so many souls, seduced by this false light, fly like poor moths and burn their wings. There really are souls who have no faith, and who, through the abuse of grace, lose this precious treasure, the source of the only real and pure joys.
If I had committed all possible crimes, I would feel that this whole multitude of offenses would be like a drop of water thrown into a fiery furnace.
I'm very happy for not having asked anything from God. That way he is forced to give me courage. Ah, the Lord is so good to me. It is quite impossible for me to fear him.
I remember one day when the beautiful blue sky became suddenly overcast, and soon the thunder began to roll and lightning flashed through the dark clouds. I saw it strike a short distance away. I was thrilled with delight because God seemed so close. When we were on the way home, I would gaze upon the stars which were twinkling ever so peacefully in the skies, and the sight carried me away. There was especially one cluster of golden pearls which attracted my attention and gave me great joy because they were in the form of a T. I pointed them out to Papa and told him my name was written in heaven. I cough and cough. I'm just like a locomotive when it arrives at the station. I'm arriving also at a station, heaven, and I'm announcing it. If I were to forget you, it seems to me that all the saints would chase me out of heaven just as they would an ugly owl. I shall come to take you with me so that where I am, there also you will be.
I must bear with myself such as I am with all my imperfections. But I want to seek out a means of going to heaven by a little way, a way that is very straight, very short, and totally new. It's the way of spiritual childhood. It's the way of confidence and total abandon. I want to teach them the little means that have so perfectly succeeded with me. To tell them there is only one thing to do here on earth. To cast at Jesus the flowers of little sacrifices. This is the way I've taken him, and it's for this that I shall be so well received. I feel especially that my mission is about to begin. My mission of making God loved as I love him. Of giving my little way to souls. If God answers my requests, my heaven will be spent on earth up until the end of the world. Yes, I want to spend my heaven in doing good on earth. Oh, it's love. To love, to be loved, and to return to the earth to make love loved.
I have formed such a lofty idea of heaven that, at times, I wonder what God will do at my death to surprise me. If I am not surprised enough, I will pretend to be surprised just to please him. If I go among the seraphim, I shall not do as they. All of them cover themselves with their wings before God. I will be very careful not to cover myself with my wings.
God would not have given me the desire of doing good on earth after my death if he didn't will to realize it. I'm a little seed. No one knows yet what will develop.
Bold, daring, unschooled child. Bewildered believers savor her words. Men of mind, listen. Children all, listen. Her words of delight sing of flowers in darkness among thorns. A victim of love. Hear her. Face the Lord unfearing. Trust in the folly of his love. Wisdom's angel, this child. Listen.